Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 25th of November. Trade tensions are on the rise again. France has asked companies to start paying its digital tax. Collection was suspended earlier this year, but the tax liability was not suspended. US President Trump has previously threatened to tax US consumers of French handbags and lipsticks at a rate of 25% in retaliation for such a tax. The policies of the outgoing US administration are perhaps less significant. For example, stock for sale over the Christmas period is probably already in the US, and therefore US companies and consumers will not have to pay any new trade tax on Christmas purchases. The issue is what the incoming Biden administration will do. US Treasury Secretary nominee Yellen has a history of international cooperation, and this might breathe some life into the OECD attempts to create a common agreement on digital taxes across all the major economies of the world. The EU is likely to lead on technology regulation in the future, so this is going to be an area to watch. Unlikely as it may seem, ECB President Lagarde is not scheduled to speak today. The ECB will be publishing its financial stability report, however. Financial stability is not a central concern of investors at the moment, but it has been getting a little more attention. Investors are contemplating the fact that structural change means some businesses will fail, and the pandemic may make them fail faster. The level of unemployment may rise, creating issues for consumers who have borrowed. The European financial system also has to wrestle with the implications of the interminably tedious EU-UK divorce, which is still going on, of course. Best not to ask any questions about it. The US Federal Reserve is publishing the minutes of its last meeting. This took place before US Treasury Secretary Mnuchin demanded the return of money, which the Fed has objected to. The money is to be locked away in a secret vault that can only be accessed by Congress, although that may be legally contested. The United States is offering us a revised third quarter GDP number. The numbers will be annualized, which is a completely insane thing to do in the middle of a pandemic. But for some reason, American statisticians like to be sensationalist and exaggerate everything. The data is therefore doubly hard to compare internationally. Most countries, though not all, recognize the lunacy of annualization and do not do it. And every country is using different methods to calculate GDP, and extreme times mean that these differences yield extreme results. We also get monthly consumer spending data and durable and capital goods orders out of the United States. The consumer spending data should show that the US consumer has continued to support economic activity in October. The savings acquired in lockdown are still being spent. Things like business creation rates show that confidence in the economic outlook is relatively high, and improvements in the labour market have been supportive. The loss of additional unemployment benefit from the end of July is the main negative factor for consumption. As a rule, consumer spending appears to have been directed towards durable goods. Consumers are buying fewer services and more things for the home. However, investment spending may take a bit of a pause. Companies are considering a world with a lot of structural upheaval. Now is not necessarily the best time to be investing in a new office or a distribution system when the way that the world works is changing so significantly. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.